Hello, my name is David Quell. I'm glad to share this time in Advent with you. I'm in my second year of studies here at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, and I'm originally from Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Listen now to God's Word for you today, taken from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 10a. But there are also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will be secretly introducing destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in the gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes, and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men. For the righteous man, living among them day by day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment, while continuing their punishment. This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the sinful nature and despise authority. Bold and arrogant, these men are not afraid to slander celestial beings. Yet even angels, although they are stronger and more powerful, do not bring slanderous accusations against such beings in the presence of the Lord. Perseverance, one of the biggest challenges we face in life, day in and day out. There always seems to be something else around the corner that will challenge us. We survive high school and must start all over again in college. We survive college and then we think, ha, I finally made it. We realize we must start fresh again. The challenges continue with new jobs, maybe marriage, maybe children. There are always more challenges. Perseverance is not easy through all this we must face. We want an easier way. We want a shortcut to the top so we would not have to work as hard anymore. We work so hard all of our life just to get by, and it seems life has passed us by when we get there. The Bible tells us, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Easier said than done, of course. We naturally worry, hoping we can reach our goals, dreams, and aspirations. We especially worry if we are trying to do the same for our children. My friends, this is not the way God wants us to live. We are told in scriptures, only a righteous man, a godly man, will prosper. There are no shortcuts. There is no ladder that will allow us to pass everything up and reach the top. This is not the game of chutes and ladders. There are no shortcuts, but there is a loving God who will save us from our trials and punishment when we stray from Him. Christmas time is a time of joy, a time of hope, a time to start afresh and renew our trust in God. Put the past and your mistakes behind you. This Christmas, let Him take hold of your heart and your soul and show you a life beyond compare. Let Him help you through each day, for we cannot do it on our own. Perseverance happens only one way, through God carrying you and through your trials and circumstances and walking before you day by day as you face life's challenges. Please join me in prayer. Father, grant us the strength and wisdom to know right from wrong. Teach us to seek only what is pleasing to you and only to you. Guide us as we surrender ourselves, body, mind, and soul to you as our ultimate authority. May we sit at your feet, Lord Jesus, and surrender to you. Surrender to the one who loves us beyond comparison and whose love knows no bounds. Precious Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you each and every day from now until eternity. Amen.